Hello, River Hill. It's your guy, George Mitzray, back with another episode. Welcome to the River Hill Podcast, and let's get right into it. So, the NBA playoffs are around the corner. They just got confirmed, and we're just going to be talking about that today. Who I think's going to win what series, what I think's going to happen in each series. And they're starting off with the play-in tournament. And I'll just say what I think is going to happen in each game and who I think is going to win it all. And we're starting off with the first play-in game, the Pacers and the Hornets. I think the Hornets are going to win this. And then also, I think the Celtics are probably... The Celtics are going to beat the Wizards, and then I think the Grizzlies will definitely beat the Spurs, the Lakers will beat the Warriors, and then the Warriors, I think, will beat the Grizzlies, and the Wizards will beat the Pacers. So game one is going to be the Heat versus Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee will win game one, but the Heat will win the series in, I think, six or seven. And the next series is Dallas versus the Clippers. I think the Mavericks will win that in six. I trust Luka. I don't think the Clippers have it this year. I just think the Mavericks are the better team. And so I think Luka's going to go off in the series. In the next game, the Nets versus the Celtics. I think Brooklyn's going to win this in six. I think the Nets' firepower is just going to overpower the Celtics and ultimately get them the series win. Next game, Blazers versus Nuggets. This is a good series. I think the Blazers will win this in seven. I don't think it's going to be easy for them. Damian Lillard's just going to beat Jokic, I think. And ultimately, the Trailblazers are the better team. So then the next game, the Wizards versus the 76ers. I think I'm going with the 76ers in six. Because the Wizards could really upset the Sixers and win this game. It's a tough matchup for the 76ers. The Wizards have a lot of speed. Number one in transition offense. And 76ers are a slow team, kind of. And the next game, Lakers versus Suns. I got the Lakers in six. I don't think the Suns could compete with them. I think LeBron's going to go playoff mode and just dominate this game. Next, Hawks versus Knicks. I have the Hawks winning this in seven. I think the Hawks have the better team. And they just have the better overall players in general. I think better coaching, honestly. And just think them in seven. Next game, the Grizzlies versus the Jazz. I think it depends if Donovan Mitchell is healthy. If Donovan Mitchell is healthy, I got the Jazz in six. But if Donovan Mitchell isn't, I got the Grizzlies in seven. Because I think the Grizzlies easily could... I mean, the Warriors easily could win this game, honestly. It all depends if Donovan Mitchell is healthy. So, yeah. And that's really it for the NBA playoffs. But let's talk about the specific matchups in these playoffs. I think one thing is underrated is how each superstar player takes over in the playoffs and how they just adjust. I think a few of my candidates to just take over the playoffs are obviously Damian Lillard. LeBron does it every year. I think Devin Booker could have a great showing against the Lakers, but ultimately could lose. I think Russell Westbrook could have a few games. I think Trae Young is going to have a good playoffs. Kyrie is going to do Kyrie. I think Luke is going to go off too. And it's just that simple for me, really. And there's a lot of good pieces around Trae Young, Luka, a lot of young talent around them. So I think they could really make a playoff push, but nothing major, a championship. Like, so then the next round is going to be the Warriors versus the Mavericks, and I think the Mavericks won that one in six, I believe, because Steph is going to do Steph thing, but I don't think he can compete with the Mavericks on that high of a level. I don't think he can continue this great run forever. And the next game would be the Trailblazers versus the Lakers, and I think the Lakers won that in five. Actually, I think the Lakers won that in seven. The Trailblazers are a really good team this year, and I think they could probably push the Lakers. Now, in the East, you have Philadelphia versus the Hawks. I think Philly wins that in four. I think Philly wins that in four. Sweep the Hawks, because the Hawks aren't a great team, and they don't really have anybody that can stop Joel Embiid, so I think that's just going to be a good matchup for Philly. I think next is Milwaukee versus Brooklyn. I think Milwaukee wins this in seven, because the Bucks are a good matchup against the Nets, and I don't think anybody on the Nets can stop Giannis. Actually, nah, I got Brooklyn in seven. The East is tough to call, because Philadelphia and Milwaukee could easily beat Brooklyn if Joel Embiid or Giannis dominates. So it's just really depending on how each player plays in the series. Then you have Brooklyn versus Philadelphia. See, I'm going with Brooklyn, but Philly could easily win that game. Easily. And in the West Conference Finals, you have the Mavericks versus the Lakers. I have the Lakers winning this one. Easy, LeBron and AD versus Luka and Kristoff. I think LeBron and AD are better. In the finals, you have the Nets versus the Lakers. I have the Lakers winning the series, because I just feel like nobody on that team can guard LeBron and AD. And they're going to have Kevin Durant on LeBron, which is going to tire out Kevin Durant. So I just think LeBron and AD will get the job done. Next off is to my each award winner in the NBA. For the MVP, I have Nikola Jokic winning. Just because, you know, he had the better season. He has the better seed. And just, to me, he played better than Steph all throughout the year. I mean, Steph got hot the last month of the league, but I feel like Jokic played consistently throughout, and he should be the MVP. I think Rookie of the Year probably goes to LaMelo Ball, because his team made the play-in tournament. He's a bigger name than Anthony Edwards, and he probably, arguably, did more to the team. So I just think he wins the Rookie of the Year. Then Most Improved Player, I think, should go to Julius Randle. He went to an average player to an all-star, and he deserves the award. Coach of the Year, I think, should be Monty Williams of the Phoenix Suns. He lifted the Phoenix Suns from a lottery team to the number two seed. So, really good job coaching by him, and just great, great organization all around. What else am I missing? The Sixth Man of the Year, I think, should go to Derrick Rose. Played great throughout the season and really rejuvenated his career. And Defensive Player of the Year should go to Draymond Green for me. I feel like he played great defensively all throughout the year. And he might not get all the credit for the Warriors' success, but he certainly deserves some. And what else? The awards are there. I think that's really it. And I think LeBron wins MVP probably, Finals MVP probably, against the Nets. And I think each first team NBA should be Steph, Dame. Ooh, this is hard. Giannis. Nikola Jokic and Joel Embiid. Second team should go Chris Paul, James Harden, LeBron James. Ooh, who do I put next one? KD should be on that. Not Kevin Durant. Ooh, this is where it gets tough, really, because, you know, it's hard to predict with this, especially because it's just like weird, because some players miss games and some players didn't, and it's just really hard to and then I'll say Kawhi for the second team to finish it out. For the third team, I'll give it to... Actually, let me put Luka on the second team instead of James Harden. For the third team, I'll give it to James Harden, Bradley Beal, Julius Randle, Jimmy Butler, and Rudy Gobert. I'll give them to those three. That's my all-NBA all-teams. There's not a lot in the sports world this week, so I'll just wrap it up with have a good week, everybody, and see y'all next time.